Proclamation number 4311 of 23rd of May, 1948. Various sowings and their fruits. Lord's Vineyard. You constantly receive currents of strength from the spiritual world in the form of instructions which expand your knowledge and thus make you able to teach your fellow human beings. Hence you receive spiritual possessions which you can pass on, even though they are not earthly tangible or matter to be earthly evaluated. But they are possessions which can never be diminished or expropriated from you, providing you don't want to give them up yourselves, that the gift of grace from above is not disregarded, which would be the result of a way of life which contradicts my will. But anyone who once receives my word from above is mostly broken with the world. His thoughts and aspirations are only the treasures of the spiritual kingdom, and therefore his knowledge will always increase and his soul will strive upwards. The spiritual world and its inhabitants have greater influence on him than the earthly world with its sham goods, and the earthly course was not in vain. The strength which now comes to you from above is to be used, and therefore you, who are knowledgeable, should pass on your knowledge wherever the opportunity is offered to you. Then you will consciously work for my kingdom, then you will carry my word out into the world. The seeds you scatter. And they will fall on different soil and also bear different fruit. Men will listen, but unimpressed the words will fade away into their ears, and the wind will blow away the seed. People will be thoughtful for a short time, the meaning of my words will not completely escape them, although they will not move the word deep into their hearts. Few and light fruits will the field bear. But nevertheless the sowing will not have been entirely in vain. And again people will be deeply touched by my word, let it go to their hearts, recognize its truth and make an effort to live according to my word, they will walk upwards, and the seed has brought forth a thousandfold fruit because it has fallen on good soil. And therefore you, my laborers in the vineyard, should be diligently active and not pass by any field without having scattered the seed. You should speak in my stead and always bear in mind that I will not leave out any of my creatures if it is necessary to procure their salvation, and thus you should also make the salvation of your fellow human beings your concern, impart strength to them in the form of my word where it is appropriate, so that you will be abundantly provided for again from above, so that you will constantly receive and increase in wisdom which enables you to teach. You shall be my servants on earth, active on my behalf, you shall speak in my name, for my glory and for my kingdom. And my blessing shall accompany you on all paths. Amen.